The Bench.
The Bench.
On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Dell, for the next 2.5 hours. Raheel joins us at 9 right here on ESPN 97.5. Did you get any of your work done yesterday? Did you do more players?
Nope. No,
your
players.
Now, after the combine, don't you just like...
Yeah, no, I'm going to take
and go play poker?
I'm going to take about a week off. Oh, I got a mock draft due today at noon.
So what does that have to do with poker?
Mock draft. It's got nothing, unfortunately, to do with poker. So I worked on mock draft stuff and worked on some combine.
You know, I don't think people understand what a great life you have. You have your poker room is actually on your corner. Like you could walk to your poker room.
It's pretty good.
That is like
I can usually walk there unless my foot's in a boot. I could still walk there if I needed to go save somebody from a bad pot or something.
Yeah.
I could theoretically walk there, I suppose, but
that would be like me living on a golf course, which I've never done. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That would be totally, or I have a poker room
or
on my corner.
On a poker,
right,
yeah.
Right.
It'd be the same.
That is so totally sweet. Your life is about perfect.
Yeah, except I can't get in there hardly ever because
work?
Yeah. Well, but will slow down. I do the mock draft today, which I'll get screamed at by people. By sometime probably Friday, they'll be yelling at me and saying bad things about my kids and stuff when the internet outrage,
right,
which is like, you know, it'll be 17 people,
yeah,
who will assume 17,000. Because that's how the Twitter works. You think that...
The whole world.
And I've said...
It's a world
and
view.
And I've said this for 4 or 5 years. This is something I've
no,
said
you've been
for about
saying
four
this for
or
a
five
while.
Years. The internet... The laziest bit of journalism going today is internet roast, bleep, 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 and then they aggregate 4 or 5 tweets, right? That's the laziest thing going today. The internet, and that is something that not just the new media sites do, but big media sites do it. A lot of people, it's just the lazy, they think we got to be hip and with it with social media. And so internet did not like Twitter was mad at
at
Kate Beckinsale's dress at the Oscars. And then here's 4 smarmy bastards saying something.
Was anybody angry about Isaac Gonzalez's dress?
No.
No one?
No.
No one that I know of.
Not that I know of either.
That banana yellow?
No. No one was mad.
No one was mad.
I'm trying to think of what Twitter was mad about. So I was... at an Oscar party for NFL Network, they do something where they have
do
a
they
bunch
really?
Of drinks. Oh, well, I mean, it's just food and drinks, yeah. You know what's funny is every once in a while you run into some pretty interesting people with some interesting backgrounds over there. Like the guy I do broadcast with, Matt Money Smith, he's one of the most interesting people I've ever met in my entire life. Spent his junior year abroad at Pepperdine. He went to Pepperdine at their thing. In Italy, they've got a university in Italy, so he lived in Italy. He's fluent in Italian. He's the one who ruined my life by telling me he used to work at K-Rock. We didn't work at K-Rock. He was actually a manager for a lot of bands. He was telling us about some death metal band that he had to sign, that he had to go out with them one night to try to get a gauge for him because they were going to do something for this movie called Gummo. And he was putting together the soundtrack. This is when he was like 24 years old. He was a bigwig in the music industry. And he ended up, they were trying to make him, you know, they were trying to, like, they had a human skull and just said, hey, you need to smoke out of this human skull. He's like, yeah, I don't know. That doesn't seem, where'd you get that?
Like, I don't think that's a bong.
And they got
I really
it,
don't.
They literally got it from a country where, like,
see,
you can buy human body parts.
Apparently, it's not that hard for you to be. I went to Barcelona my junior year abroad, and I've ruined your life. So,
here's why he ruined my life. I was like, oh.
I mean, that's not that big a deal.
We were talking about music stuff, right? And he just said, and he said, he was telling me some of the acts he put together for this K-Rock Christmas classic that they do in L.A., which is a big deal. He said, I had no doubt. I'm like, oh, no doubt. Mm. Gwen Stefani. He's like... no good.
No?
I'm like, what? What do you mean? And he told me just some stuff. And I'm just like, what? She's a sweet angel. This must have been somebody else. ruined it for me.
Oh, my God.
Ruined it. So I had to take her off the list that I've been compiling for my wife, my special list.
Oh, Gwen Stefani's off?
Well, yeah. And my wife loves it. She said, yeah, put her on. I said, what about, I'll put on. I was watching Fargo. Dale, do you watch Fargo, the TV show Fargo?
You put on Francis McDormand?
Not the movie, but Francis McDormand. Because my wife would say, throw her on.
Yeah.
No.
Have at it.
Go ahead and Google this name. Mary Elizabeth Winstead.
Mary Elizabeth Winstead.
Oh, smoke. Beautiful.
Got it.
Mary Elizabeth Winstead. Let's She was in the third season of Fargo.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah.
Yeah. She's the real deal.
Yeah. She's very,
legit.
Very attractive.
She's on my list,
lady.
Too. My wife said, that's great.
Yeah.
Put them all on your list. And her list has people like, well,
I've seen her before.
I don't let her have a list, but her list is
no,
like,
right.
Rhett Miller's on my list. Like, but we actually go to his concerts. Like, that's not. That seems real.
Right.
No, because she knows, right. Hey, take your shot. She always says, take your shot. If you get a shot, take it.
Yeah, my wife has a list, too, and Yanni's on it. I'm like, what?
That sounds like the worst list ever. Like, wow. What? Shoot for the stars.
Like, Yanni?
The barbecue king?
Are you kidding me?
My list likes Hollywood. She's like, yeah. Go ahead. Just tell me you have five kids to see how it goes.
Yeah, see how that works out.
See how it goes.
Yeah.
She's like, well, I'll put Rhett Miller on my list. I'm like, no. Mm-mm. Like, no. Because if I'm out of town at a draft thing and a concert rolls in, no, this isn't going to work. You got to take the kids with you.
Sorry, that's not happening.
He's the one that like got her tickets. I was on the show last time. He got her tickets because she didn't have any tickets. And he got us tickets. And then she had said, oh, I sure hope you'd sing a song. I want to dedicate this song to a girl named Nicole. And it's this song that's like highly inappropriate to be singing it to a married woman. I'm like, what is happening
I'm
here?
I'm
standing right here, Rhett. What is this? This doesn't seem right.
You know what? Your Rockets. He was all excited. Were you excited about last night? Because did you see?
I was actually excited about the
Boston game?
Afterwards?
No. Did you see the Boston game Saturday night?
Oh, no. I was.
You
no,
were working.
I couldn't watch.
Yeah,
couldn't
you were watch. Working. That was the best regular season.
Everyone freaked out about it. I can't believe I missed it.
No, honestly, I didn't miss a sec. I mean, it was
everybody
awesome.
Talked about. Everybody on the set. Everybody saw Harden's Wesley Johnson body bag.
Yeah.
Everybody on the set. And all those guys like Bucky Brooks and MJD. They're huge basketball fans. And so we were all talking about that. I did not. Saturday
was awesome. I wasn't up for last night, and for good reason. They kicked their ass. And James didn't even. James, I know he is the best player in the world, but there are times when James is so flippant with the basketball.
Okay, you say he's the best player in the world. This is kind of on
my
nerves.
No, but he's the best player in the NBA this year.
Yes. That should be a discussion, absolutely.
Well, what do you mean? It's not a discussion. It's a fact.
No, it's not. Here's why. If you talk to anybody around basketball, like or any basketball fans, I should say, the general is Dell in there? I can't see because the light from
no,
the window
he's not.
Is shining. Okay.
He's,
hold on, Dell.
Probably. Is there a female intern out there that you're trying to hit on?
Don't put that on me, man.
I just wondered.
There isn't, and I don't do that.
Who is considered the top? Who are considered the top basketball players in order? One and two.
Well, who's the leading candidate for the MVP right now?
I agree. I'm about to make a point.
Best basketball
who's one
player
yeah.
in the world right now?
Yeah.
It'll probably be LeBron than KD.
See, everyone says LeBron and KD. There's a commercial that was on yesterday for Cadillac where the lady's driving, you know, and then that's the whole shut up and dribble came from a clip from that. Well, this is a different one. And LeBron goes, well, you know, me being out there in the All-Star game, one of the top 24, and, you know, us being at the top of the top, you know, and then KD's like, yep, top one and two. He goes, yeah, I mean, top one and two players in the league. And I'm just thinking, how come Steph Curry was able to be considered best player in basketball
when his MVP.
When his time came? Russell Westbrook, when his time came.
I don't know that anybody thought Russell Westbrook was the best player in the league.
I don't know. Maybe not. I mean, he did average. He did go Oscar Robertson on everybody.
No, I know. But I don't think anybody.
That's my point.
It was still LeBron.
That's my point. Russell Westbrook probably should have been considered that. KD kind of gets a pass. KD is a great player. But KD does. He will defend and he can shoot threes. It's just kind of a default now. James can't get that.
He's not.
No one puts James in
well,
there.
Well, I will say
Steph
this.
Steph was the only
I
one.
I think he's the MVP, but I don't think the MVP, just because you're the MVP that year, doesn't mean you're the best player in the world.
It depends on what your definition is best player. Like, one of the things James is doing this year is playing defense. Is he a plus defender? No, but he's not a big minus defender right now.
Okay, well.
He rebounds. He's an excellent, he has great vision. He's a good passer. He's just sometimes careless with the ball. Yesterday was a great example.
Okay, let's throw every person in the world. In the
well,
world.
It's all NBA players, though.
No, okay, let's throw them all in a hopper, and who's coming out first?
I mean, LeBron, well, everyone's going LeBron first.
Right. So he's the best player in the world.
Is he still?
Yeah. I think so. And you know who's coming out second? KD.
I don't know that I agree with that. He's a great scorer. I just don't know that I'm buying into the KD thing. I don't know that he is. I don't know that right now James or even Russell Westbrook aren't. Russell's too crazy. Crazy Russell had no interest in any of his teammates. That's the thing with Russell. He's fickle. Like, you get Russell against the world.
Well, it's hard to have interest in his... I mean, you could have said that about young Michael.
Hey, once
you
again,
could have said that about young Michael because young Michael didn't have.
He didn't trust.
And he didn't trust him.
But he eventually did. Michael had a high basketball IQ. I don't get the sense Russell. Russell's an explosive talent who is unbelievably athletic. I never have ever gotten the sense that Russell was on a different level thinking the game through. Michael Jordan had psychological game. Michael Jordan understood space. Michael Jordan understood defensive help side stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I don't get that at all with Russell Westbrook. James, I think, is a very smart player.
Did you happen to watch James last night?
No, I did. I did. We're not going to take one game and act like it's a whole season.
But James has his lapses.
James gets very careless with the ball.
Oh, my God.
He sees the floor well, and I think James is a very smart basketball player. Tracy McGrady would do some of the same stuff, and they say Tracy is the smartest.
I don't know that Tracy McGrady – I ever thought Tracy McGrady, what the bleep, dude. This is four consecutive possessions where you're just throwing the ball wherever.
With James, James gets very careless with the ball. It doesn't mean he's not smart or he...
No.
I think James
And he
just,
makes unbelievable passes, too.
He really does. He did one yesterday. I did like a video where I was kind of almost joking, but I wasn't, where James looked off Corey Brewer. I mean, it's just like a quarterback looking safety's off. James looked off Corey Brewer for an easy layup for Nene.
It was Corey Brewer.
But yeah, no, I mean, he's easy to fool. Shiny thing! God, get out of here, Corey Brewer. Can't have you. This whole thing that... James is set to be the MVP this year as long as it doesn't go horribly wrong. But I noticed that Steph Curry was the only one that really got put in that mix where Steph was the best. For whatever, I guess because he was a great shooter and we covet shooting in our society. But the triple-double guy, he doesn't get in there.
No.
James, who's been at this level for 4 years now, he doesn't get that mention. This is his third year in the last four.
2 years ago, he wasn't even on the first, second, or third team.
No, I know, but three of the last four, he will have been in serious contention for MVP in three of the last 4 years. Who else does that? Is KD? No. Russell Westbrook? Not three of the last four. Steph Curry? Not three of the last four. Only James. So it's just interesting. Now, his turnover stuff will always bother me a little bit because it's not necessary.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to do that. But I just think it's interesting the NBA just defaults to these two guys. LeBron, I get, obviously. Here's something that we talked about. I brought it up with Bucky Brooks, and MJD was like, no way. And Bucky's like, I don't know. I said, if LeBron James, get both of your thoughts, if LeBron James went to the NFL right now in his career, and they said, we're going to make you a tight end. Now, you don't have to be an inline tight end. You can be a slot tight end, meaning you're a pass-catching tight end. Would he be an all-pro within 2 years? I say yes. I don't even think it's close. He's going to be bigger than everyone. He's going to be more explosive, faster. And when people talk about, oh, he's not ready for the hitting. First of all, he's big and thick. Now, that's a different level of violence on the NFL.
Yeah.
I get that. But if you're not really asking him to do a lot of blocking and he's out on the slot blocking safeties or whatever, like, what violence are you going to put on him?
Well, big hit over the middle.
Yeah, I guess I don't get the sense he was an all-state wide receiver. I don't get the sense that would like rattle him badly.
No, me either. No, me either.
Because he would actually probably gain about 15 more pounds back to the even bigger LeBron. I mean, he'd be 270.
Yeah.
6'9".
Yeah. No, I mean, look at basketball players make that transition all the time.
Yeah,
I mean,
look,
the best are basketball
players. Antonio Gates was.
Yeah.
Antonio Gates
Tony Gonzalez.
It's nothing. And these guys are nothing compared to what LeBron is as an athlete.
Joku, no?
No, David Jimmy Joku Graham was the basketball.
Who?
Yeah, Jimmy Graham.
No, Jimmy Graham.
He played basketball for 4 years. Right.
The Chiefs have two. The Colts have two basketball players. Yeah. Everyone's looking for basketball players in college.
All right, 7:15, ESPN 97.5. We can, I would agree. I think I wouldn't doubt him. I'd know that. I wouldn't doubt him.
He's one of the great athletes of all time with rare size. Yeah. And explosiveness.
I see him more as a defensive end, though, with his body type.
That you do have to show that you have a certain level of tough.
Right. Right, and you have to have a skill set for that, too. A different type of skill set.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
All right, HRP is what we're talking about now. Speaking of skill sets, are your people the right people in the right positions? And if not, hey, if there's any inappropriate, like I just asked, if Dell's out there hitting on an intern, is that appropriate? No.
It's not, and it didn't happen.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So I don't have to call HR, okay? I don't have to call Laura Beavers and say, listen, Adele's having inappropriate behavior again. I just don't.
But not again. Don't say again.
Well, I'm just saying. That's all. Listen, if you're looking for somebody to take care of that business and you don't want to, people have lost their businesses because they made bad HR decisions. Well, all you got to do. Yeah. Oh, you know who could have used HRP? Mark Cuban. That's who could have used HRP, not his HR person. He sucked. See what happens to him? You see what happens? He gets fined a bunch of money. What I need you to do is call HRP, 281-880-6525, and this is the time that you find out how good your payroll company is. Tax time. Are they taking care of all your Affordable Care Act? Are they taking care of all your taxes? Because HRP is doing that for us. Look, you're looking for a great company, and if you're not completely satisfied, find out about ours. HRP.net, 281-880-6525.
Check it. Come experience what 25 years of perfection tastes like at Saltgrass Steakhouse. Proud sponsors of the ESPN 97.5 app. Download it today. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. 713-780-3776. John and Lance along with Dell here. The Dell just, so there's a TV in here, and I turn it up every morning when I come in. And so we listen to SportsCenter while we talk about stupid stuff before the show. And Dell turns it down every day and leaves it just a hair. It's not all the way completely. The volume isn't completely off, so it bothers Lance.
No, he's the one who turns up the sound. He doesn't turn it off. He turns it up.
No, he turns it all the way down.
No, usually...
He goes over there and turns it all the way down because you didn't...
No, I usually turn it all the way down.
No.
No, it's not me leaving the sound up. It's him.
Huh?
Hmm?
Because I have turned it up, he'll walk over, and then I come back in, and it's louder than when I left.
That's not the truth,
but
it's maybe not the norm, but
it's maybe your truth, but it's not the truth.
No, because we will
it's always left hanging just like on a one.
A one.
Where we can hear it.
You can barely hear it.
I usually just let it sit there. I usually don't care.
I have walked in and it's been louder than when I left.
That's really not true.
Yes, it is.
No one goes over there and turns it up.
I've seen him.
No, he goes and turns it down.
Why would I want it to be louder on the broadcast?
All I'm telling you is I will leave.
I've gone over there to turn it down.
Well, it sounds loud.
All right, so you had an interesting question. Here's an interesting question during the break. Everybody.
You didn't really get a fully answer.
In the hopper.
If LeBron James went to the NFL right now, at his age and everything,
I would not doubt that he would be a Pro Bowl.
Age, what is he right now? 33, 34?
How old is LeBron right now?
He's somewhere in that neighborhood, right? I would not doubt that he would be a Pro Bowler.
He's 33.
At 35, yeah, he could play in the NFL. Don't forget, his body has taken wear and tear from the NBA, but that's not the same as NFL.
It's not showing if it has taken a lot.
And we've seen tight ends last forever. I mean, Antonio Gates, Tony Gonzalez. I mean, we've seen that tight ends can play well into their, as opposed to running backs.
How old do you think Tony Gonzalez was when he shut it down?
Tony Gonzalez was 37.
You might be right because he's 42 right now, so I think you're right.
Probably he did play late. Yeah. Isn't he a Hall of Famer
probably
now?
38. Did he get in already?
Did he?
Is that when he stopped playing? Was it that long ago? You might be right.
Isn't he's getting close anyway. If he's, I don't know anything about the Hall of Fame, so I don't pay attention to that.
You don't pay attention to Hall of Fame at all?
No, I don't. I'm not a big fan, especially in the what NFL because they had seven. They had seven guys a year. To me, it's just too much. I never watch. I don't know. I'm not.
But
a
you
big,
like baseball? Well, baseball's hard.
Yeah, baseball's really hard to get into. And basketball, forget it. If you dribbled
right.
in
Tony
Russia
until 2013. How about in 2013? His last year playing, 83 catches. 8 touchdowns. There's really no reason he probably couldn't have kept playing.
He could have kept going. I don't doubt that LeBron could absolutely do that. Now, Dell asked the question, okay, so you're starting a team, you're throwing everybody in the hopper, and you're picking them. Where would James end up? Okay, what pick would James end up? So I guess LeBron would go first overall, and I guess KD would go second overall. Who would be third?
I don't know if KD would, but let's just say, and I don't, I mean, would it not be James?
Who affects winning more?
James has three straight seasons of your Western Conference Finals.
No, actually, they were 41 and 41 3 years
ago.
No,
I'm going back to 15, 16, 17. Yeah, I'm going back to 15. Western Conference Finals of 15, 41 and 44.
41 and 41.
41-41. Last year's season, the 2 seed.
Second round.
And then they got eliminated. But 2 seed for 82 games. And then this year, 1 seed. It's been 3 of the 4 years where it's been very strong for James Harden.
Yeah.
And he has been the number one guy for assists, the number one guy for points. Whatever we think about him, the results are there.
KD got to the finals in Oklahoma City.
Right.
KD won.
Well, we put him second. So he's already on the board.
Okay, he's second.
He's on the board.
Third?
Can you exclude?
I'm going with Giannis Antetokounmpo.
He's the popular pick now. He's a great athlete. I wish he elevated a little bit more the people around him. I don't know that it's fair to put it on
Milwaukee
him.
It is Milwaukee. And
I get it.
You know, they're doing pretty good.
Doing all right.
Yeah, they're doing okay.
I don't know that you would argue that we're moving forward with it. We're not necessarily going off of what he has right now. We're moving forward off of it, but
We're just saying we're picking a guy and then you build around him. Maybe you're better at building a team than Milwaukee.
My kids think the two best players in the league right now are Giannis and Harden. They're very right now.
Well, right now the two best are Harden and Anthony Davis.
Yeah. There's the next question. Does James go ahead of Anthony Davis?
See, I can't mess with Anthony Davis's injuries. I can't take him right now, and I couldn't take Joel Embiid. Big men with injury histories, no good for me. Just a long history. Now the difference is Anthony Davis has, you know, Anthony's issues are shoulder related, so maybe that's different. Giannis this year.
What about Steph?
Yeah, Giannis is ascending. There's no question about that. 40. I mean, shoot, we're talking 27 and 10.
Yeah.
I mean, that is an ascending
What about
player.
Steph ahead of James?
That's another one that's hard because I just think he's a great shooter. I don't feel like – I feel like he's benefited a lot from the guys around him. I think he's a great shooter, the greatest shooter in the history of the league probably. I don't know that you start a team with the greatest shooter. It looked like it a few years ago, but since then it hasn't looked like it. And he's another one that has trouble staying –
Anthony Davis misses, let's see, probably on average about 17 games a year. He's been injured and missed time, but he's never had a debilitating missing the entire year injury. So
you don't start a season with a guy who's that injured that much. You just can't. I mean, you could argue Carl Anthony Towns. I don't know. I don't think Cat's missed much of anything.
I don't think Cat's the player that Carl.
I don't know. I don't think he's Anthony Davis either.
I don't either. That's why I don't like. Once big guys get injured, they usually stay injured throughout their.
You know, it was interesting on this.
Well, he played 75 last year. That was the most he's ever played. He's at 57 this year. I don't know how many games they have left, so he'll get probably to 70 plus again this.
Would
year.
You draft a big that's already injury prone?
Well, the big is he's something special, but the big is like a running back in the NFL now. I mean, you don't need a big to win.
No, not really.
No. I mean, it
doesn't make them not
it's
special.
It's not the same as the old days when.
Well, it's guys, it's who has the ball in their hands who are creating points. Those are the most valuable
yes.
ones. And it's no longer, as we've seen, you know, Steph Curry wasn't a traditional point. James Curry's not a, James Harden's not a traditional point. You just have to, yeah. I mean, they're the ones who run the league right now.
Yep.
Guys with balls in their hands.
Outside. And, now, James, I think James will be a top five guy.
Yeah. Some people will have what happened in the postseason kind of dissuade them.
Yep.
So that'll be a thing for James. The other guys don't necessarily have those moments of failure on their resume. I'm just looking at what Anthony Davis has done. Obviously, everyone thought, well, they had Cousins. We'll see what happens. Obviously, it has been the case since Cousins got there. They're better without him.
Yeah.
They won 9 in a row. They're the 4 seed, a game behind Portland, of all people, for the 3 seed. But it's the West, so things are flip-flopping all over the place. But the run he's been on, and Raheel brought up, like, LeBron, if he went on a run, he might be able to make it a conversation with James for the MVP. It would be Anthony Davis, but the Rockets don't lose games, so it won't be him. But this is the guy who will probably finish second in MVP voting.
Probably. And you know who else is in the conversation? I'm going to tell you, and you may disagree, but Kyrie is in the conversation with James, and so is Damian Lillard.
Kyrie's been solid this year. I actually expected even more from Kyrie. From a statistical standpoint,
Kyrie has won a championship and hit the game winning shot of a championship.
You'll never get the credit as long as you played next.
No, I get it, but he was the one that hit the game winning shot to win a series.
I just know to build, you got to get there, and James can get you there. I understand all his issues. Kyrie, we have mitigating circumstances with. I wouldn't put Kyrie ahead of James. Giannis is interesting because he's an ascending talent and he's younger than James and he is a big rebound. Like he's got a second column that is big for him, but he's not a primary handler. Anthony Davis, I just couldn't because of he has a history of missed time. I don't think you build around guys who miss time, especially early in their career.
Russell Westbrook is in this conversation.
Yeah, it's got to be. But
Damian Lillard, I think, is in this. You want to talk about underappreciated players, Damian Lillard.
Yeah, and that's why people who have argued, like, I can't watch basketball, it's unwatchable. Those are people who don't watch it. Yeah. They have no idea. The amount of stars, this is as good as maybe it's ever been.
As far as stars go.
The young
stars. Not teams,
stars,
but stars.
Yeah, well, that's because the composition of the game has changed. Like, you can't keep a... It's hard to keep a team. Well, you can build a really good team like the Warriors. Warriors would fit in any generation.
But that was a good question, though. Because you probably, if you're a player of James's caliber and you're going to draft that high in the world draft, you're not going to have a Chris Paul next to you. What is James's value without Chris Paul next to him?
Very high, because he's played with a variety of guys next to him. And he still comes out with strong performances.
But see, that's why I don't think it's even arguable. No matter what team LeBron is on, they're going to the finals.
Yeah.
No matter what team.
Now, he cherry-picked some pretty good teams.
But he also went back to Cleveland and
Kyrie Irving, Tristan Thompson, Kevin Love.
Yeah.
Well, he already had that loaded up.
Well, they made
he
trade.
He made it loaded
and
up.
Then
yeah.
loaded
you
up.
Don't think he went over there and already had conversations there, too?
Well, they weren't loaded up before. Kyrie couldn't stay healthy, and they were terrible.
What about his first team? Wait a minute.
No.
What about his first team in Cleveland that went to the finals? They didn't have any of those guys.
No, that was that team wasn't as bad as people act. Like,
but
that
it doesn't
team
matter. That
talent.
Wasn't.
That wasn't a super team. He put together super team Miami. He put together James. This is as good a super team as he has with PJ Tucker, Trevor Ariza. Like, this is his super team, and it's really just good fits.
Sixth man of the year. It's He's really got Chris Paul.
Yeah, but I mean that Chris Paul is it.
Yeah,
Eric Gordon's not a super team guy.
No,
this
but
isn't Bosh and Wade.
No, there's another underappreciated
Kyrie.
Guy. That's a sixth man of the year.
Yeah, he's solid when he's not hurt. You know,
well,
he's solid
been hurt with the Rockets.
But this isn't Tristan's just a guy. And Kevin Love was considered a big time player when he came over. Kevin Love has been kind of ruined by that whole organization, I think.
Yeah.
But Kyrie was, everyone knew what kind of talent he was. His first pick of the draft. I mean,
yeah,
LeBron
no.
plays next to guys. He's trying to win championships. He's not trying to get matched up with six men of the year. He's trying to get dudes.
Well, he wishes he had Eric Gordon.
And now, if his magic reset button isn't going to be so hot, he's going to flip and go to a bunch of dudes. That's why Houston's in the mix.
Yeah.
Because he's got... But Chris Paul is at the on the tail end of his career right now. He's not... Chris isn't catching... I mean, James isn't catching the great Chris Paul. He's catching the Chris Paul that he needs. It's better that he's not as on the level
that
James
Chris Paul that outscored him last night.
Yeah, how many times that?
No,
happened?
No, no. You're I get it.
Cherry but pick Chris one
Paul,
game.
No, no, not cherry pick. I mean, Chris Paul has had big games for these Rockets.
He has, but not like James.
No, no.
James averaging over 30.
No, 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 no. I didn't say that. Yeah. Well, what I'm saying is that he's got a superstar with him. But the question is
do you think Chris is a superstar now?
Oh yeah,
I think he's a good player.
Still a top. Three, four.
I think he's a good player right now.
No, I think he's the right player.
I think he's the right player right now for the Rockets, and that's why this whole argument it goes back to. You know why this Rockets team has a 16-game win streak? Because they got the right players. You don't have to have this, this, and this for James. You don't. You never needed Carmelo with James. You need the right guys around him.
Or
no one ever needs Corey Brewer.
I think the question was though,
YMCA leagues don't need him. I'm a little disrespectful to Corey Brewer.
You are.
And supposedly he's a super nice guy.
Yes.
But when he threw it,
there
was like a three possession run against the Clippers in the playoffs probably 3 years ago where I was like done with him for life.
You mean the series that they won? Because of Corey Brewer?
Well, no, not because of Corey Brewer.
James on the
because of
sitting
Chase
down.
Move.
Yeah, when James
Chase
sitting
move.
Down.
No, Corey Brewer threw it. It hit a kid in the face.
Yeah.
On one
well,
pass.
Well, that kid probably deserved
another one that Corey got so
a
excited.
California kid that was a little jerk.
I don't know. It was in Houston.
He probably
he might have been a California kid that came over.
He probably learned from James because James will hit a kid in the face with the ball at least twice a game.
Well, that's intentionally.
Well, James will hit most Malone's kid.
That's at a target.
Multiple times.
Well, James will choreograph that. He won't be the one who hits.
Dell acts like James isn't a good player for some reason.
No.
That's a hard sell.
Love James.
That's a hard sell.
No, the question was, would you start a team?
You're comparing Corey Brewer to James. That's a hard sell.
That wasn't what
that's a tough sell. He learned it from James. Like,
I was pointing to what John said earlier about the four times in a row he just was careless with the ball.
I mean, like I said, he's the MVP this year, so it feels like you're cherry picking a game.
And then he can quit in game six again, so congratulations to him.
Whoa.
He's not going to be able to ever.
Nobody's quit yet. Game six. There's been no game six 16 yet.
16-game win streak.
Yeah.
And I got to hear about who's better than James and who's better than the Rockets again.
Yeah, because there are actually players that are better than
James. We'll go Jazz ball.
Yes, I don't know if you know this. There are players that are better than James Harden.
Who's the hottest team now? Is it the Blazers? Are we going to let the Rockets have hottest team in the league, or are you going to find somebody else?
They can have it. I'm still not taking them to win a title, but that's fine.
Why would you?
Because James is on the team. I wouldn't.
Corey Brewer on him. You got a team full of Corey Brewers, apparently.
There could be, if there any team else in the league who had 16 games in a row winning streak, I would take them, but not with
Harden.
SportsCenter
needs to take this Rocket stuff off.
Next four games.
Yeah, we need to get this off and get a real team on, not a number one seed.
Now, let's talk about, okay, let's talk about Renter's Warehouse, Lance. Let's talk about renting, okay?
Yeah.
Instead of buying. He's not buying into the Rockets, okay?
I'm not.
Okay. Maybe
is he renting?
I don't even think he's renting.
He's not even renting.
I don't think he's doing it.
He's anti-Rockets, so it ain't gonna matter.
No, I'm anti-James. I'm not anti-Rockets.
That makes you anti-Rockets.
I've always been anti-James before he was even a Rocket.
What I need everyone to do is don't worry about James. Worry about your house. That's kind of a big deal. Do you want to get out of that house? Listen, is it economically feasible? And oh, by the way, a smart move, because if you're choking on, you might be choking on that mortgage, but that's somebody else will say, that doesn't bother me at all paying that per month. And you can be making money on that deal and move somewhere where you want to move. Okay. In some instances, you got to get out of town. You got a job in another city. Can't sell your house. Let Rich Drake take it over.
It takes 17 days. I mean, it's one of the big things is when you got to sell your home. Here's the nightmare scenario. You put it on the market and it sits there for 3 months and you start to panic and you start dropping the price. And all of a sudden, when it does sell way down the line, you've ended up reducing the price by 25-27%. And you had been paying the mortgage the whole time. Losses across the board. Why don't you make sure and have Renter's Warehouse market your property, find your renters, take care of the property. It's one low monthly fee. And they, generally speaking, the average is 17 days to find a renter for your home. Renterswarehouse.com. Help build your wealth by having someone else pay your mortgage and making money on top of it. Renterswarehouse.com, 713-224-RENT.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Oh, we got to go to break because Jack Mayfield's going to be joining us in 6 minutes. You know who Jack Mayfield is?
Baker's dad?
Nope. He is an Astro that's got 2 home runs this spring. He's actually playing really, really well. He's a second baseman, and he's probably going to take Altuve's place this year.
Do you know who Kyle Tucker is?
Yeah.
A guy who's got a crap ton of home runs who now can never get traded. I've changed my mind on Kyle. He's not for sale for any price.
No. They're comparing him to Bryce Harper. This kind of thing. That made you have...
The Astros have players. They have real players in their minor leagues,
you
too.
You just got a special feeling.
I know.
In your nether regions.
Ugh.
Lance giggled like a little girl about... Bryce Harper comparison. How about that?
I mean, he yacked it. Left hand. Yeah. Blang! We saw it in the
see, we saw Preston Tucker, and you think,
I'm not interested in that.
Well, it's his brother, so put some respect on him.
Yeah, I'm putting respect on his name already, but you have, if something goes sideways with Georgie,
yeah,
you got another outfielder. And even if it doesn't, you lock in with Georgie.
I was all for trading him for the Marlins catcher. But now
that's
I'm
a little much.
Well,
it? Now,
but
I'm
that dude, excited. No, that dude we know can hit at the major league level. That dude we know is a good catcher. You've solidified the position for years to come. He's a young guy. He's still got a couple of years left on his deal.
My guess
value.
He is untouchable. Kyle Tucker.
Yeah, Real Muto.
Yeah, Kyle Tucker's gonna be.
Yeah, he is. And well, thank God that he's Jeff Leno and not
you,
not me,
or not me.
I mean,
or his team. But yeah, you got a. That's another blue player, meaning highest level.
Yeah.
You've already got blue players. You've got at least 5 blue players right now in Keuchel, Verlander, Altuve, Correa, and Springer.
Yeah,
that's fair to say. Springer is. Bregman is. Got a good chance of being a blue player.
Oh no, he's
Bregman might even end up being. I mean, I don't know where. That's the point. You got a ton of them. That's why you won a World Series. You get another blue player if you have to lose one, which often happens.
Yeah,
Keuchel may not be able to stick around.
All right, we only got a couple of minutes before Jack gets here. Jack Mayfield going to join us on the other side. We'll learn something about the young Astros second baseman right here on ESPN 97.5. Next.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
Houston is all systems go.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Our brand of baseball is great. All right. When I texted one of the guys over at the Astros, and I said, "Hey, what about getting some guys on or whatever?" And I would be in there. I got to tell you, it's awfully difficult on those guys because everybody wants Altuve and Springer and Correa and Verlander and Keuchel and blah blah blah, and they're like, "Hey, how about somebody else?" Because those guys, they're going on Good Morning America and they're going on The Late Show. They're going on, Kimmel and, they're doing all of those things. So what about Jack Mayfield? All right. Yeah. Let's talk to Jack Mayfield. Let's see what Jack Mayfield's all about. So we're going to talk to Jack Mayfield. And do you kind of feel for a guy? He's been in the organization now for a few years. He was at Corpus and Fresno. The last couple of years, back and forth. And he's the second baseman in the Astros organization. If there's, I've always said, you don't have much of a future if you're an offensive coordinator in the SEC or a defensive coordinator in the Big 12, right, or if you're a second baseman in the Astros organization.
Yeah, not typically. It's not great.
No.
It's not great.
That's not like your future. You're like, wow. Wow, I got it.
Here's a question you want somebody from the Astros organization to ask you at some point. Hey, can you play another position?
Sure.
That's like, yeah, that means you got a chance.
Yeah.
And they say, no, you're good here.
And you're like, go up to them and go, hey, third. Hey, I don't know how great that catch. Well, how would that be? Catch? Jack Mayfield is joining us right here on ESPN 97.5. Jack, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Great. We were just talking about it, Jack. There are probably a lot of positions that have better futures in Major League Baseball than someone in the Astros organization playing second base. Am I right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, these guys, they were the best in the league last year. So
right,
absolutely.
You're behind Jose Altuve, who's pretty good.
Yeah, MVP caliber.
Yeah, no MVP. So, yeah, that's probably a difficult. Have you gone to the organization and say, hey, what about, you know, I think I can catch or something?
No, I haven't. I just try to do whatever I can. You know, I just try to be consistent. And, you know, it's actually pretty special being behind these guys because I definitely learn a lot. And, you know, as you can tell from last year, you can see what they do. So it's definitely helping my game as well.
Jack Mayfield is with us here on ESPN 97.5. Yeah, how much do you go, and are they? Is, you know, do you go up to Correa, or are you kind of shy in the locker room and don't want to bother people, or how are you going about it where you want to pick their brains?
I do pick their brains a little bit whenever we're on the field. In the locker room, we kind of just, you know, do our own thing. But when we're on the field, you know, we chat a little bit, especially on defense. So those guys know all the little ins and outs of the game and stuff like that. So it's definitely helping me.
I want to ask you about this because as a dad who has kids playing in Little League, and John had, you know, a kid playing in Little League for a long time. One of the things, and you know, me playing baseball growing up, one of the things you always think about as a kid is, boy, I don't want to get hit by a pitch. I mean, that's it. But at some point that has to completely leave your mind if you're going to mm-hmm. focus and get hits inside the box. And they have, you know, it's a much safer game in terms of technology and face masks and whatnot and a lower level. You were hit by a pitch last year that you suffered multiple facial fractures. And it's something where you were, you know, it's a part of the game. I'm kind of curious, the first time you got back in the box, what your state of mind was after suffering something like that?
Honestly, I wasn't too bothered by it. I do have a little face guard now on my helmet, but, you know, to be honest, I was kind of excited to get back in there. And, you know, it was just a freak accident that hardly ever happens. It was just a crazy moment. But, you know, when you're up there, you can't expect to get hit, or you can't be thinking about getting hit because that'll just mess up with your approach and your hitting and everything. So, but it was pretty crazy how I wasn't too nervous to get back in there. I was more excited.
Jack Mayfield is with us here on ESPN 97.5. That is neat because I never got hit, and I had to, my career had to end at 12 years old because I was literally terrified of getting hit in the face. So for you to get to step back in there is pretty cool. Del Rio, Texas. What's the coolest thing? That's where you're from, in Del Rio, Texas.
It's got to be Lake Amistad. It's a nice big old lake there. You know, a lot of fishing, a lot of boating, a lot of everything there. Jet skiing and all that. So as a family, we have a little boat that we go out there every now and then. I mean, it's tough because I'm gone during the whole summer, but early when we get back, like in September, we got a little bit of time. But other than that, we also got an Air Force base, Laughlin Air Force Base. That's pretty cool. I go play golf there, go to the gym. But it's just a nice little peaceful city, not too much going on. You know, it's quiet and friendly, and, you know, it's really nice to go back to in the off season.
And you went to OU. Do you feel like you were a traitor to the state of Texas?
A little bit, but it was kind of crazy. Growing up, I was a big UT fan, big Texas fan, and I had never even, like, thought about Oklahoma at all. And then just one day my junior year, kind of funny, it was after a lake day, I had a voicemail from Tim Tadlock. He was like, hey, it's Tim Tadlock with the Oklahoma Sooners, just touching base, and I want you to get back to me. And, you know, ever since then, I was a big OU fan, and I knew for sure I was going there.
Neat. Jack Mayfield with us here on ESPN 97.5. Couple of bombs already. Who did? Okay. Are you ever going to? You got two homers this preseason. Who did you hit them off of? And are those something? Is that something you'll never forget?
I'm not too good with names, to be honest. I just remember the teams. It was Mets and then Marlins. But, you know, it's crazy in spring training because you got a lot of young guys and a lot of veterans, but everyone's, you know, fighting. Everyone's trying to do their best. And, you know, I was just fortunate to get some good pitches to hit. And that's what we're doing in spring training is if you get that pitch, you gotta be able to drive it. And so every morning in the cage, we're working on that. We're working on those good pitches to hit. And, you know, you just got to keep working so you don't miss it, so you don't pop it up or ground out. And, you know, I was fortunate on those to put a good swing on them.
Isn't that cool, though? What's it like running around the bases knowing that you just hit it in front of AJ and with, you know, Springer and Correa in the dugout watching you?
Oh, it was an awesome experience. I had a good experience last year. I wasn't invited to big league camp, but I got called up for a couple games. And, you know, I felt like I did okay. And then this year, of course, I got rewarded to be in the locker room with all these guys. So it was definitely one of my best experiences hitting that first home run and, you know, in big league camp. And, you know, it was very special running around the bases. And, you know, I wouldn't trade it for anything. I'm just enjoying my time here and just trying to work hard and stay healthy.
Do you think, like, when you're in the minors and the Astros are making the run that they made, what's talked about with you and your buddies who are on a lower level inside the system? Like, how closely do you keep up with what the big team is doing?
Oh, we follow them 24/7, but we just know that they're the best team in baseball, and, you know, there was nothing that was going to stop them. It was pretty crazy. You can just see all these guys. They work really hard, and a lot of them are really young. You know, a lot of those guys up there are younger than me, but their talent is just through the roof, and, you know, all the hard work that they've put in has definitely paid off for them. And, you know, being in the minors is a little different than watching them, but you wouldn't be playing for any other team. You know, you know you got the best organization, in the MLB. And so it was a great experience last year, especially at home during the World Series. I was glued to the TV, like, every game. And, you know, we would have little group gatherings to watch the games. And, you know, of course, we were just rooting on the Astros every game.
So you really, as a second baseman for the Houston Astros organization, don't want to be traded?
What's that?
You don't want to be traded. Let me get that straight.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, the main thing is that you're in a winning environment. That's how I see it. And, you know, it's a lot better to be around all these guys, you know, especially learning. And, you know, you never know. You just got to stay healthy. But the environment is just amazing around here, especially after winning the World Series, it's just a good vibe around here. And, you know, everyone knows that they're some of the best players in the league. So it's definitely a great environment. And, yeah, I wouldn't trade it for anything.
So you play golf, you said. Have you played the Floridian, Jim Crane's course?
Yes, I have. I played it last year, actually. I haven't got to play it this year, but that course is amazing. And we actually had a team dinner there a couple weeks ago, and there's a little short par three right there on the back porch. So that was pretty cool. It's about 100 yards, but those guys are just hacking away. And, no, yeah, that course is amazing. I definitely want to go back there on our next off day.
Do you think you can beat Verlander?
I don't know. I don't know what he shoots. I'm about a 10 handicapper on there.
Oh, no, you can't beat Verlander then.
Yeah, what's his handicap? I've never heard about it.
You know, Verlander's
scratch.
Hey, oh, wow.
Yeah, dude can hit it with the pros.
I'd like to see him play, though.
Yeah, Jack, you're an everyday player. Verlander, right. He's one of those lazy guys, just plays pitches every,
yeah,
you know,
by
once
the way,
every 6
yeah,
days.
He's playing Floridian about every day. So, yeah. So
practicing.
Yeah, 4 out of 5.
That would be an amazing experience to get to go play with him, you know, a couple guys like that, especially scratch golfers. It's pretty awesome to see.
Out of 5 days, he gets to go into the dugout with flip-flops on. That's different. That's a different
deal. That's a different deal. He's in a different category. We appreciate meeting you, Jack, and congratulations on the spring success.
Hey, I want to ask him real quick. Who's the big hot arm, the young hot arm that we need to be looking for from the minor league systems that you've seen?
I would say Armenteros. He's a Cuban pitcher that we got a couple years ago, and I was fortunate enough to play with him in Double-A and Triple-A last year. And, you know, the guy's just he's a bulldog pretty much. He's just a grinder. He throws about 92, 93, but he just throws any pitch at any time, and he just has a different mentality than a couple pitchers. So I would definitely keep an eye on him. Rogelio Armenteros.
Rogelio and Jeff Luno mentioned when I asked him for you when Jeff Luno was on with us, and that was the first guy that he mentioned as well, yeah. And he got the first start of the spring games.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Wow. So he was definitely rewarded with that, and he did really good that day. So
he
showed what he has.
Yeah, good season last year. I'm looking at his
Rogelio.
His numbers, double Rogelio. A, then up to triple A, and
the guy's just a bulldog. He's a workhorse, and you know he just knows how to pitch.
Yeah, good stuff. Good stuff. Hey, Jack, we appreciate it. Jack Mayfield, right here. No, any relation to Baker with the OU thing going on there?
No relation. I've gotten asked that probably about 100 times, but no relation. Well, I don't know. Maybe I need to look on
ancestry.com. Yeah, yeah. No. At least claim it. Yeah, just say a cousin. Get cousin. Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes I tell people, yeah, he's my cousin, but
he'll go through.
Yeah, I don't think we're related, but it'd be pretty cool.
He'll go through ancestry.com to see if he's related to Baker and finds out he's related to Sam Darnold.
Hey, hey, might even be better. Jack, we appreciate it. Thanks for hanging with us.
All right. Thank you very much.
Y'all Jack Mayfield with us here on ESPN 97. That's a good, nice young story. Mm-hmm. Nice guy.
Do you know how old he is?
He's been around a little while.
He's been around. He's 27 right
now. Yeah.
So he's a lifetime grinder, may never make it out of the minor leagues, but those guys have a lot of stories. And those guys are in it like he's at a position in his career where he's thinking, is this ever going to happen? Like, he's probably an interesting guy to sit down and just have a long talk. Like, what's going through his mind? Does he have doubts? You know, you probably have some doubts at age 27 mm-hmm. in the minors. Then when you do well in the minors, you probably are thinking, hey, is this my shot? Do I have a shot with another team? Is there somebody? Could I be included in a trade? Might be my big chance.
It's the story. I mean, one of our really good friends, Royce Huffman.
Yeah.
A 10-year Astro minor leaguer.
He's probably, if not older, the same age as Altuve.
Yeah.
So he ain't never playing in front
of
Altuve.
No. And that's, you know, you got to be in. There's guys that aren't as good. Royce Huffman was that 300 hitter in the minors and couldn't get up because he was in the wrong place. He was just in the wrong place, and this might be the case for Jack Mayfield as well. Could be in a great organization, but it's the wrong place to get up to the big leagues. 759 ESPN 97.5. I mentioned the little poker room. You know what the name of it is? Prime. That's what it is.
It is, and it's right down the street. And it's really right kind of in the heart of Houston. It's 7801 Westheimer, and it's west of Voss. They have a tournament going on every single day. They will eventually, I think, get two going every single day. But you can get over there, take part in the tournaments. If it's a low turnout, they still have guaranteed money every single day. So even if you get a low turnout, your odds of winning are even better. If you go to the website, you could get put on a list where on the mailing list where they'll send you text messages to kind of give you some updates of what they have going on, which is a great way to keep up with it. You've got guaranteed $50,000 every Saturday with their tournament. But I want to mention they have cash games going on too. They have high stakes games in the VIP room. They have $1, $3, small blind, big blind. That's a pretty friendly game. You can bring $200, $300, $400, get your chips, and then sit down and play for a little while there. That's the and then maybe even keep building your stack. That's the dream, is to build that stack and have a little fun. So if you and your buddies are looking to take your neighborhood game somewhere, get in there. That's a spot for you. They've got great amenities, food, drinks. They have cocktail waiters and waitresses taking care of you, and 29 televisions with 20 tables. So your opportunity to play some of the best poker in Houston is right there at Prime Social. PrimeSocialTX.com.
Well, hello!
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.